This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers still aren't saying why an escalator malfunctioned at American Family Field that broke while people were riding it Saturday. 11 people were injured. 6 of them had to go to the hospital. It's not clear exactly what happened or when the escalator might go back in service. A report says Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave died of a heart attack while jogging last Friday. That's what sources tell the Racine County Eye. A cause of death had not been officially released as of this morning. Delagrave was 51 years old. Senator Bernie Sanders says he understands Democrats' concerns about President Biden.
But if we are going to protect democracy, if we're going to protect workers' rights, if we're going to deal with climate change, if we're going to deal with women's rights, the choice is absolutely clear.
Sanders, speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front, Sanders gave several speeches around Wisconsin last week. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign starts collecting signatures today to appear on Wisconsin's November ballots. They need 2,000 valid signatures by August 6th.
We'll probably collect 4,000 or 5,000 signatures just to be sure that that we have far more than we need. And if our other state's performance is anything to go by, it may be far, far more than that.
Campaign manager Amaryllis Fox Kennedy speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. An audit says it's taking longer for the state of Wisconsin Crime Lab to process sexual assault evidence kits. Tests are supposed to be done in 6 months, but the Legislative Audit Bureau says it's taking closer to 9 months. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling late last week means abortions will still be available in emergencies, at least for now. The case comes from Idaho, where doctors are leaving rather than run the risk of going to jail.
These questions need to be decided by science, by evidence, by the individual case in front of you. The idea that you can have black and white rules being created by people without the expertise, training, or experiencing the emergencies is really fundamentally dangerous.
Molly Meegan is chief legal officer with the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Parts of southern Wisconsin hit by tornadoes last week will get help from the state to clean up and recover. Governor Evers issued a disaster declaration on Friday. About a dozen tornadoes swept through southern Wisconsin last week. Some of the worst damage was in the Janesville area. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Over the weekend, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz announced that 22 counties had been approved for a federal disaster declaration by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The declaration comes as the region deals with the severe flooding damage it has seen over the past couple of weeks and will allow counties like St. Louis to get more resources for debris removal, repair work, and emergency protective measures. State and county officials are still assessing the full extent of the damage caused by the floods. The Duluth Salvation Army held its summer carnival on Sunday, hoping to get area families out in the fresh air. According to a Northern News Now report, the carnival festivities were held in the Lincoln Park neighborhood, and they included morning services, Sunday school, food, and carnival-style games that kicked off at 11. Organizers said about 40 to 50 people attended the event this year, and they're hoping to see that grow in future years. They say it's a fun way to support the community, especially area kids. Duluth Entertainment Convention Center officials say the site is in a much more solid place financially after unexpected costs. According to a Northern News Now report, rising inflation, renovations to the interior, and a lack of cash flow forced the organization to ask for a $1 million loan from the Duluth City Council, but after a strong year, it no longer faces the cash flow issues that it did last year. The convention center has seen a revenue increase of 8% in 2024 and will be able to pay back the city loan. A popular trail in Duluth's Chester Park neighborhood has suffered a great deal of damage due to the recent flooding. According to a Northern News Now report, area hikers say the heavy rains and floods have changed many of the routes on the Superior hiking trail and left them dangerously slick and slippery. In addition to the physical changes to the trails, officials say the increased moisture in the air has also created an insect hotbed. Hikers should check the condition of the trails before heading out. A group of cyclists is looking to add some new features to the trail system at Spirit Mountain. According to a WDIO report, the cyclists of Gitche Gummy Shores maintain over 100 miles of trails in the Twin Ports area and often look to add more or improve them for area mountain bikers. The group says there aren't many options for beginner bikers right now, and they're looking to add some lower difficulty trails to encourage more people to give the sport a try. They're also looking to add a blue trail jump. A man has died in Barron County following a motorcycle and car crash earlier this week. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred just before 7 p.m. on Tuesday night on Highway 63 at 16th Avenue, north of Turtle Lake. According to authorities, the 63-year-old Comstock man who was driving the motorcycle failed to stop at a stop sign and collided with the car. He was then flown to an area hospital in serious condition, but was later pronounced dead due to the injuries that he suffered in the crash. Music took over the streets around the North End neighborhood in Superior on Thursday. The first installment of Porch Fest kicked off this week, featuring local musicians performing in front of area homes. According to a Fox 21 report, organizers chose to start the yearly event on the North End because there is a great deal of low-income senior housing, and they wanted to give them the opportunity to enjoy the music right in their backyard. The next performances are scheduled for July 11th in the Central Park area. The Duluth Central Labor Body held a month-long food drive that wrapped up on Thursday. According to a Fox 21 report, the food drive benefited Second Harvest Northland, CHUM, and Union Gospel Mission Duluth, with each organization receiving 8 full boxes of non-perishable donations. Organizers say they received a lot more support than they were anticipating, and the success has encouraged them to hold more food drives in the future. It was the first time that the organization had held its own food drive. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers head to Colorado. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers open a 4-game series tonight against the Rockies at Coors Field in Denver. Milwaukee with a 7-1 win over the Cubs thanks to another grand slam by Bryce Tarang. How have the Brewers been able to tie a major league record with 5 grand slams in just 8 games? Manager Pat Murphy.
It's a secret plan how to hit homers with the bases loaded. We bought it. It was a recipe online and got it.
Meanwhile, the Cubs losing their 7th consecutive series on the road. Craig Counsell, Astros starter Kyle Hendricks, looked overwhelmed, giving up a home run to Yelich and a grand slam to Tarang in the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was a little bit, right? Look, we can still get out of that inning, too. And it's, you know, it's a 3-1 game, and he made some pitches, and they put him over the fence.
NBA Paul George has told the Clippers he'll not return. He might be headed to Philadelphia. Meanwhile, there's been a rumor for weeks the Bucks were shopping 36-year-old Brooke Lopez around, but so far, no new developments. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The ladies of The View are always outspoken, to say the least, especially one in particular. Joy Behar recently said she still plans to get it on with a woman. When asked by fellow hosts Sandra Bernhard and Judy Gold if she's ever been with a woman, the 81-year-old Behar says no, but someday I will be. Behar clarified that she would do it when she was in her 90s. Sexy. It wouldn't be totally unheard of for Behar to take a walk on the wild side late in life. She met her current husband, Steve Janowitz, at a semi-nudist colony in 1982. Behar says Janowitz was naked. She was not, adding that for her to be naked in front of a man, she has to be in his will. The couple dated for 30 years before tying the knot in 2011. When asked why their courtship lasted so long, Behar said they wanted to wait until both sets of parents were dead so there'd be no in-laws. Behar was married to her previous husband, Joe, for 19 years, who I'm guessing she met playing Spin the Bottle. The band Tenacious D is prepared to hit the road before this year's election. Band members Jack Black and Kyle Gass have announced a 5-show tour between October 21st and 26th, hoping to rock D vote. It's no coincidence that all 5 stops are in swing states, as they will hit schools in Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and here in Wisconsin on October 23rd at the Sylvie in Madison. Tickets go on sale June 28th. Do you find it hard keeping up with streamable content? Most people do, and that's why Variety's critics have released a list of 2024's best TV shows so far. Shows that are not to be missed include Netflix's Baby Reindeer and John Mulaney's Everyone is in L.A., Apple TV's Presumed Innocent, Prime Video's Fallout, Max shows Hacks and Tokyo Vice, AMC's Interview with a Vampire, and Shogun from FX. Everybody Hates Chris, Chris Rock's show that ran from 2005 to 2009, is getting an animated reboot. Everybody Still Hates Chris will also be loosely based on Rock's early days growing up in New York City. Several of the stars of the live-action version will return to provide voices for the reboot, including Rock as the show's narrator and Terry Crews and Tashina Arnold as Rock's parents. Everybody Still Hates Chris will premiere on Comedy Central and stream on Paramount Plus in late 2024. An exact release date has not yet been announced. A new Lanterns series based on DC Comics characters will be produced by HBO and Warner Brothers. The show will feature new recruit Jon Stewart and pair him with Lantern legend Hal Jordan. They'll play intergalactic cops investigating a murder in America's heartland. The first season will be 8 episodes. The 2 lead roles have not yet been cast, and there is no set date for release. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some thunderstorms on the way tonight, tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rain with an inch or more possible tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow evening. Today, partly cloudy and breezy, 74. Storms after 10 p.m. tonight, 58. Rain and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.